The Needs of the Cities, June 1909, first page missing. Those who take up this work in a humble way to study the third and fourth chapters of Matthew, the record of Christ's anointing for his mission and his temptation in the wilderness. After his long fast and severe conflict, Christ lay like one dying on the field of battle. It was then that angels came and ministered to him. I have waited and hoped and prayed for a revival of mission work in our cities in America. In the giving of the first and second angels' messages, men full of the Spirit acted a prominent part in city labor in the East. This work was also carried forward in many of the southern cities, though not so thoroughly as in the East. There are people living today who heard the first and second angels' messages preached by Brother Miller and other devoted workers. These should hear the last message of warning to be given to the world. The needs of the cities are kept before me night after night, and the importance of doing at once the work that should have been going forward these many years. The message of present truth must be preached without delay in the eastern and southern states. Men are to be selected to labor in the cities who will arouse the attention and interest of the people. They should be humble, converted men. Men who will be taught of God, and who will continually be extending the sphere of their labors as souls are converted to the truth. Let not our workers expend large sums of money for houses in which to live. Our works should correspond to our faith. The Lord has greatly blessed us in the many places in furnishing us with builders and facilities for sanitarium work. In Southern California, especially, we've been able to secure buildings for sums far below their original cost. In the securing of Loma Linda, we know that the Lord worked for us in a special manner. He worked for us also in the securing of the Melrose Sanitarium, and He will work for us by giving us facilities by which we may proclaim the message and let the light shine forth in Boston and New York and other places. In the city of Boston, there is a great work before us. There is much for consecrated workers to do in all the large cities. We must work prudently. Let many be trained to undertake the work that is close by us. The Lord is as verily calling His people to work the cities of America as He is calling some to go with the message of truth to distant lands. I have words to speak to our leading men in Washington. Do not, I beg of you, make a modern Jerusalem of Washington. Let your means be carefully used. It is not the Lord's design that there shall be a large outlay of means in order to beautify the grounds around our institutions. We need plain and simple buildings, and not a large expenditure in favored places of the means that might be used in establishing small centers in many other parts of the field. Our money is to be used, and our workers are to be employed, in making the rough places smooth, and in preparing a people to stand in the day of the Lord. Every city in our land is to hear this last note of warning to a dying world. Let not a disproportionate amount of means be invested in one place. Every unworked city is a condemnatory testimony to those who have used means in a line of work that does not count for the salvation of souls. There is talent now confined in Washington that should be employed in proclaiming the truth for this time to the cities of our land. God calls upon the men in Washington to be converted daily and to study to know what should be their position individually toward this work of warning the world of the soon coming of the King. The spiritual health of our believers demands this kind of labor. Men will be blessed as they engage in personal labor for the saving of the perishing. Our brethren in Washington are to be men of clear spiritual eyesight, men who can see afar off. I would urge that those who are inclined to settle down near Washington be very careful that they do not deceive themselves. There are some here who ought to be laboring elsewhere, and changes should be made without delay. The Lord is calling for men and means with which to finish up His work. It matters not who they be, leading men or humble apprentices. If they have adaptability for proclaiming the truth and explaining the scriptures, they should be encouraged to take up this line of work. Let not these men be hindered, because it is supposed that the work can be profited by their labors in Washington. There is work to be done in our cities by some who have settled down in Washington. Let us look well to ourselves, that we do not lose the instruction of the Holy Spirit, and mold the work according to ideas that will lead men and women into false paths.
There has been exercised a spirit of fearfulness, of caution, of holding back, that has deprived some cities of the message of truth. Had there been more courage and sanctified zeal for the advancement of the work, many laborers would now be working in new territory. This matter has been presented to me again and again, and I have been instructed, "Cry aloud, spare not, for my people are not fully aroused to see and sense clearly their opportunities and duty. They are in danger of losing their bearings. Now is the time to work the cities of the South. This is the message God has given me to bear. As souls shall be converted to the simplicity of true godliness by accepting the solemn message they shall hear, they will cheerfully use their means and their talents in helping to carry forward the work. There are some whom the Lord is calling to engage in His service, who are represented by the young man brought to view in the 10th chapter of Mark. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why called thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor the father and mother.' And he answering said unto him, 'Master, all these have I observed from my youth.' Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, 'One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me.' And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, 'How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?' And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, 'Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?'" Verses 17 to 24. Concerning Elder Prescott, I would say, the Lord has not appointed that he remains so much in Washington. He has talent and ability to present Bible truth to those who are in darkness and error. The Lord will give him tongue and utterance to communicate truth to large and small congregations. Brother Prescott, you have lost much time. You have no more to lose. Put on the armor. If you will take the message of present truth to the souls who are in darkness, you will be blessed in bringing many to light. You have a special talent that God calls upon you to use in presenting the truth, the simple yet all-powerful truth, the testing truth for this time. You have an important work to do in the ministry. You need to daily humble your heart before the Lord and to come into possession of a rich measure of the Holy Spirit's power. You and your wife need to draw together in even cords to bring this precious, saving truth to those who know it not. As you dwell upon the simple evidences of Bible truth before the people, angels of God will be by your side to help you. In connection with others who shall unite with you, you are to present the reasons of our faith to the people. the power of God will be with you, and many souls will be brought to an understanding of what is the saving, testing truth for this time. I pray that Brother and Sister Prescott may so dedicate themselves to the work that God can abundantly bless their labors in the winning of many souls to the truth.